Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Plans for a U.S. meeting with a high-level Israeli delegation are back on. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the White House says a date should be finalized in coming days.
The purpose of the meeting is to discuss Israel's plans for a major military operation in the city of Rafah in southwestern Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled after the U.S. abstained from a U.N. Security Council resolution vote demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. White House spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. will share its concerns about the Rafah operation and propose alternatives that would protect civilians.
We don't support a major ground operation in Rafah. We think it would be a mistake, given the, 1.5 million folks that are seeking refuge down there.
Kirby says the U.S. doesn't want to linger over hurt feelings following the U.N. vote. He said the two sides are focused on making the meeting happen and getting a better sense of what the Israelis are thinking and planning. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The Biden administration is announcing new guidelines for federal agencies on the use of artificial intelligence. NPR's Deepa Shivram reports the guidance sets out ways the government will be transparent in its use of AI, but there are lingering questions.
The memo from the Office of Management and Budget says that federal agencies have to be transparent and post online how they are using AI. Agencies are also required to have a chief AI officer who will oversee how AI is used at the agency. The memo says the government should grow the AI workforce as well. They're setting a goal of hiring 100 professionals by this summer. The guidance from OMB comes after an executive order on AI that President Biden signed last year, which aimed to try and provide oversight over the rapidly growing technology. Deepa Shivram, NPR News.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich tomorrow marks a full year behind bars following his arrest by Russian authorities who have accused him of espionage. 32-year-old Gershkovich has denied the allegations. He's been brought to court in Russia a dozen times for hearings that rejected his appeals for freedom. The S&P 500 hit a record high today. Markets have had a strong start to the year. Here's NPR's Rafael Naum.
The S&P rose only slightly, but it was enough to close at another record high. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones ended less than 200 points short of hitting 40,000. All in all, it's been a spectacular quarter for markets. Stocks have surged at the start of 2024 amid signs that the economy is doing a lot better than many expected. And inflation is coming down, although slowly. For many investors, it's a potential Goldilocks scenario. The Federal Reserve is likely to start cutting interest rates at some point this year, and investors believe that would give another boost to markets, but not if the Fed moves too fast or too slow. Lower rates tend to benefit the economy by reducing the cost of loans. Trading will resume on Monday. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
The Dow is down 47 points. This is NPR. A lawyer representing former President Donald Trump in his Georgia election interference case is arguing the prosecution seeks to criminalize First Amendment free speech rights. At a pretrial hearing today, Trump's attorney saying a sitting president expressing concerns about an election is the, quote, height of political free speech. The prosecution, for its part, says Trump's efforts to convince state officials to overturn election results are not protected speech and integral to criminal activity. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is working to get his name on state ballots across the U.S., but to do so, he's going to need a lot of money. Marisa Lagos from member station KQED in San Francisco reports Kennedy's new vice presidential pick can help.
So far, Kennedy is only on one state ballot, Utah, though his campaign and an outside political action committee say they've collected enough signatures in seven other states to potentially qualify. The process for third-party candidates is different in each state. But one challenge is clear, says California GOP political consultant Mike Madrid.
Finding the financing, the money for a third-party candidacy is extraordinarily difficult to find.
Kennedy may have just made that easier. He recently named wealthy tech entrepreneur Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. While her net worth is unknown, she divorced former Google co-founder and billionaire Sergey Brin 2 years ago and has already plowed $4 million into a Kennedy Super Bowl ad. For NPR News, I'm Marisa Lagos in San Francisco.
Crude oil futures prices posted a strong rebound today. Oil was up more than 2% a barrel to settle at $83.17 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.